I became involved with Maxilla because I had a two-year-old boy and I was pregnant with my second son and had to be at work, and I was desperately casting around for a local nursery, and literally Maxilla was very near where I lived. Hadn't really realised it was there, to be honest, because it's quite tucked away under the Westway. And I think one of my neighbours mentioned it, and I thought, ooh, that might be perfect. So I went around and thought, what is this place? And then when I went through the door, it was like a TARDIS. I thought, this is amazing. And then when I saw the garden, I thought, oh, I want my boys to come here. So that was my first, very first impressions. And yes, I was lucky enough to get a space for my two-year-old at that point. Everybody commented about the garden because the gardens were extraordinary. I mean, beautiful, fully grown trees, suitable planting, lots of space for all the children and the parents to enjoy and sit around, and lots of play equipment. And it just looked quite amazing. And as I say, TARDIS is the one word I'd use from going from the external look of it to going inside and finding this most amazing place.
We was looking for a place for my daughter to start nursery. She was three, and I had my other daughter who was about 6-7 months old at the time. And me and their dad had looked around at various places in the community, some that were in school, some that were nurseries by themselves. I'd heard about Maxilla. My ex was very against it because it was under a flyover. And like you said, from looking on the outside, yeah, it's no way is my child going there. Yeah. I said to him, let's go and have a look. And as soon as we walked in, I just fell in love with it. Not just the outdoor space, but the energy it gave off. The energy from the staff, the passionateness from the staff. You know, you could tell how much the children loved being there. And we literally looked around for about 10 minutes, came out, looked at each other and was like, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one where we want our daughter to go. It just felt so warm and welcoming. And like I said, there was such an amazing energy about the place. And we fell in love with it from day one. And it became like a second home to me, my second family. So, yeah.
How lovely. Yes, energy is such a good way of describing it, actually, because, yes, I felt that, as I say, that warmth emanates from all the staff there. They were so friendly. And when my son joined in when he was two, which was in 97... he was in the nursery school, and then when my second son was born, he went into he was lucky enough to get space in the baby room, which, you know, it was a godsend really, because there were very few spaces around for children as young as he was. He was about, 4 months old when he went, because again, I had to go back to work, and it was, oh my God, I remember the dramas. Because at that point, he was still breastfeeding, of course. And I remember having to go to work with a breast pump and sitting in this stationary cupboard at lunchtime, expressing milk, hoping no one would come in, exposed to all my colleagues, yes. And having to sort of bring this milk back from... And he still was really reluctant, bless him, to take a bottle, even with my express milk. And honestly, I cried every day for weeks, every time I left him, even though I knew he was in good hands, but because he was so upset about not feeding properly. But the staff were brilliant. I mean, they did everything possible to make it easy. But and then he, of course, settled in, and he absolutely adored every minute of it. But as I say, the baby room was a very special place as well, and the fact that his older brother was in the nursery school as well, I think, helped a bit. And, you know, they could sort of wander. I seem to remember, you know, it wasn't demarcation lines. You could wander in and out quite happily to the different parts of the nursery. So I never actually used the drop-ins as such, but I made lots of good friends who did use the drop-in, who are still good friends, and their children are still friends with my boys, you know, sort of 20 years later, which is lovely. So it was that kind of place that was just extraordinary. So it was a very special place. Were Pauline and Jill in the drop-in centre with your daughters? They probably...
No,
we're not, because they were sort of stalwarts of the drop-in centre. And even though I didn't use the drop-in centre, you know, I still see Jill on the street every now and again now, and we always stop and have a chat and everything, because they were just, again, you know, so great with everybody that was around. And I remember you saying about the dinners as well. I remember Marcia, the cook that was there at the time, and my sons were there. Often I ended up having dinner there as well. She used to come out with food for me if I happened to be around. Because I don't actually know any current parents that, you know, were using Maxilla or anything. So it was just sort of like... And one of my neighbours is actually a councillor, a Labour councillor. So I think she sent me the information, and I was completely mortified. And also a friend of mine is a primary school teacher in the area, and she mentioned it to me and I said, well, what's going to happen, you know, thinking, you know, of all these poor people like yourself that are not going to have that experience. And also I thought, how's that going to work? Going to be, you know, sort of taking two or three different nurseries into one place. And, you know, I felt very sad for the current parents and children that, as you said before, weren't going to be able to experience the, you know, the life-affirming place that Maxilla was, you know.
Yeah, I didn't have a child at Maxilla at the time of hearing the news. I was still pregnant with my youngest. And I got really, 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 really upset, more than I thought I would. And not just for myself, because I did think this baby's going to go to Maxilla, going to be in Green Group, and, you know, it's just going to be exactly as it was for my other two. But for the parents that were already there, you know, there was some parents who I'd spoken to that were saying their children weren't ready to start reception yet. They were expecting to defer their child. Mm. They didn't want to uproot their child to another nursery. Mm. No offence about Goulburn. Goulburn's a lovely nursery, but I was very angry when I heard that they were merging with Goulburn, because it's not the same. You had 60 places in Maxilla. Goulburn haven't got another 60 places there, so there is less places in the community now. Whether you say that they've become one, they haven't got the same facilities. Mm. Yes, they have amazing facilities in the Goulburn. They haven't got the amazing garden. They haven't got the big open spaces that they did. All the spaces for the drop-ins and all the other facilities that they provided. And I was really, really heartbroken. And I just thought, I can't let this happen. Mm. And I immediately started messaging people saying, what can I do to help? Cassie informed me about the petition and the website, and I was immediately on there signing the petition. Cassie gave me petitions to take around to the community, get all my fellow friends to sign. I was like, give me the paper. I want to get this signed. We cannot let this happen. And when I found everyone was like, when I found out it's not worked and it is going to close, I felt like a part of me was broken that couldn't be fixed. And it was really, really upsetting. Just that it will always, always be a part of me. I think it's too soon for me to be all, yeah, it can become something else. And, you know, I think I'm still so hurt about it. But I'm so grateful of what it did give me while it was there. And, you know, not only myself, but my children, it will always be a major part of their life. My oldest is 10 now, and she still speaks so fondly. She still speaks so fondly of Maxilla. She still misses Maxilla. She still has all her memories, and I hope that's something that she takes on with her for the rest of her life.
I can only reiterate that as well. And although my son, especially my younger one, I haven't really talked a lot to my older one who's at university about his memories, but you know, they still do, even though they were very small, especially my younger one, when he went, you know, he still remembers that being happy and secure, and he always remembers about the garden and the climbing frame. He told me this morning about he remembers the climbing frame in the garden, and then he's 19, that he still loves that. And so, yes, there's the memories, as you say, that they'll have even as adults is just, you know, irreplaceable, really. And for what it did for people in our situation who were often in stressful personal domestic situations, single parents, or, you know, having to struggle to get to work and things like that, that just made such a difference to certainly my life. Sorry, I'm getting all emotional here. But I know several other people who were there at the same time as my children were in similar situations. And as I think I've said before, it was an absolute godsend. It was a life changer and life provider, I guess.